How you doing, Coach?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. So, what have the past little bit of time been for you as you assume your new role, and how have you kind of handled the change?
Well, I mean, it's football. You know, when it first happens, kind of overwhelming for that day for a little while. But after that, you get back to work and try to let the coaches coach, and you just try to manage the game.
Is there how long did it take to get adjusted to sort of managing the game, I guess?
Well, you can only get adjusted to managing the game when the game comes. So, you know, during the game, you see a lot of it from the sidelines. You just have to make the decisions. And, you know, it wasn't a big deal once I got out there and comfortable. I'm pretty comfortable on the field.
How do you expect the Patriots to approach you guys differently than on opening night?
I don't expect them to approach us any differently. I mean, they had a hell of a game the first game, so, you know, they kind of treat everybody the same. They're a well-oiled machine. They're a good football team.
Todd, how has the ability, or actually the performance of Reggie Bush, improved as the season has gone along? Because obviously he's playing, or at least more productive now than he was earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, we worked some of the kinks out. Reggie's an exciting player. He's healthy. He gets on a roll. He can make some things happen, and you know, and that's what we expect him to do. So Reggie's been doing what Reggie does since college.
You guys are 4-2 since November 13th, and I think that every year you can look around the league and you see teams who have some adversity early, and the adversity stays with them for all 17 weeks. Why has your team, despite the fact it was facing an uphill battle to make the playoffs, continued to battle and play hard and been resilient? Because that is not 100% across the league.
Well, I just know on our team, the guys are tough and they have a lot of pride. Man, they're not going to throw in a towel. And, you know, we have some good captains. They've been able to keep everybody together all year, so I think that helped out.
And you were on the staff last year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. The last game here in New England didn't really seem to be that. That was not the case. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, you know, we played a heck of a football team. We ran into a buzzsaw, and they beat us up pretty good. It wasn't about anybody quitting or anything. They played a heck of a ball game.
So obviously, you know, playoff hopes are over. But for the Patriots, there's still a lot at stake. Do you embrace the role of possibly spoiling some? You know, maybe. Spoiling home field advantage, for instance, for the Patriots. Do you embrace that? Do you talk about that with your guys?
No, we're not trying to spoil anything. We're just trying to get better as a team and try to close out the season on a winning note. So, you know, we're just going to worry about us right now.
Do you think this kind of game could be, if not a measuring stick for your team, a building block for next year?
No, I mean, everybody you play in the NFL every week is a measuring stick. So this week it just happens to be the Patriots, but it doesn't matter who we were playing this week. We're going to go out and try to do what we do best.
What's your expectation of being considered for the job going forward full-time?
I don't have any expectations, really. I'm just trying to get the guys to play hard and play better and play fast and try to come out with wins, and I don't control those decisions. So.
You had to have thought about it, though, right?
No, I mean, I can coach football. You know, there's a lot of good assistant coaches in the league. If the opportunity comes up, you know, you deal with it then. Right now, you know, it's just about getting the team ready to play.
So would you like to be considered or not that much?
Well, again, I can't control those decisions, and so I don't worry about them.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Coach.